State regulatory agencies require communities to test for several potentially harmful substances in drinking water. One category is called disinfection byproducts, or substances that are formed during the water cleaning process, often when chlorine used to treat water interacts with naturally occurring organic material. Wrangell has historically struggled with some kinds of disinfection byproducts, especially one called HAA5s, or haloacetic acids, during the late summer and fall. If regularly ingested over a period of decades, state drinking water officials say the acids can cause cancer or exacerbate existing health issues. They can be particularly harmful to children, as well as pregnant or elderly people. Public Works Director Tom Wader explained to Wrangell's Borough Assembly at a meeting earlier this month that the water plant is required to complete testing a few times a year. Those tests are used as a running yearly average to determine whether the water plant is in compliance with regulatory standards, and this year's sampling wasn't looking very good.
Going into this sampling, we were seeing similar numbers to what we were in 2020. 2020, our actual testing samples were 179 parts per billion, which was way over the regulatory limit. So going into this sampling, we were seeing similar numbers in color and turbidity, basically the quality of the source water before it meets the water treatment plant. It was worse this year than it was last year.
One of Wrangell's issues is the clarity of water this time of year. Increased color and turbidity are impacted by the amount of organic material from dead leaves and other natural substances in Wrangell's open-air water reservoirs. But it can mean plant operators have to add more chlorine on the back end of the water treatment process to properly clean water. It's an ongoing issue that's part of the reason the local government has committed over $1.1 million towards designing a new water treatment plant. However, this year's high August haloacetic acid numbers, taken before the state-mandated sampling period, didn't result in super high numbers to send the community over the yearly running average.
The good news is we are going to be in compliance on our running average for our disinfection byproducts. The bad news is we were over the regulatory limit for specifically the HAA5s, which we have historically struggled with for the month of August. The actual number was 78 parts per billion for the haloacetic acids, that's the HAA5s, and the regulatory limit is 60 parts per billion.
To stay in compliance, Wader says Wrangell plant operators adjusted the water treatment in several ways.
We basically slowed the flow through the plant by about 35%. We reduced the levels of tanks as far as we could to increase ozone on the front end and then decrease contact time with chlorine on the back end, which contributes to the disinfection byproducts. And so we swapped out basically every spare part and component that we had. We took a number of things apart and cleaned out what we could. And I would say we performed well considering what we were working with, but we were still over the regulatory limit. Overall, this works on a running yearly average, and so with these numbers, we will be in compliance with the state. We will be under that yearly average.
Wader says generally, Wrangell's water quality is far better between January and May of any given year, and is often its worst between August and November. Wrangell was last out of compliance for the yearly running average of HAA5s in 2020. In Wrangell, I'm Sage Smiley.